I want to thank all of you for being here, but I want to thank Governor Jim Doyle and President Kevin Riley in particular for being here today and for their help with what is a very important announcement for us at UW-Madison. I'm delighted to announce that the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation has awarded UW-Madison a $10 million grant for the humanities. This is part of an effort that the Mellon Foundation is making to preserve and enhance the humanities fields at public research universities where the humanities are historically very strong. And the grant from the Andrew Mellon Foundation, which will be matched by the state, will be used to support and sustain our strengths in core areas in the humanities. It'll allow us to hire faculty, support postdoctoral fellows, and support graduate students. This is a public-private partnership that leverages public funding and thereby enhances education and research at UW-Madison. It's the kind of thing we can do when we think creatively about our challenges. We're incredibly grateful to Don Randall, the president of the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, and the entire Mellon board for their vision and their generosity. And we're also incredibly grateful to Governor Doyle and President Riley for enabling this grant. I want to say just a few things about the importance of the humanities before I introduce Governor Doyle. A French Algerian Jewish poet and philosopher, Alain Cixous, once said, "The inability to read a poem puts us at risk of not being able to read the newspaper." I don't know if that's literally true for everyone, but I agree with the underlying premise. Unfortunately, some people have come to think of the humanities as a luxury, or they think that humanities courses are a nice thing for students to take, but they think humanities scholarship might be a luxury. And what I want to emphasize is that the ability to read and think critically, to handle complexity, and to express ourselves effectively are critical to freedom and to prosperity. I can't think of a more dangerous assumption than the assumption that the humanities and humanities scholarship are luxuries. So I'm going to give a simple way of thinking about it, simple because I need it to be simple. What if you as an individual had no memory, no record of your own history? What if your use of language were not pliable or expressive or creative or analytical? Then think about an entire society or societies without memory, without a sense of history, without the ability to use language effectively or other means of expression and communication. But now imagine that you have only memory and you can do nothing other than mimic the past. You can't imagine anything beyond what you can already see, and you have no capacity for reflection, no tools of analysis, and no ways to develop your individuality. And then think about societies of people who cannot think for themselves, transform their experiences or their cultural heritage, who cannot imagine more than they've already seen. Where do the tools for preserving, enhancing, and reinventing language and culture come from? They come from scholarship and education in the humanities, in the fields of literature, art, music, anthropology, film studies, studies of social media, studies of language and language use, creative writing, history, interdisciplinary work between humanists and scientists. Science and technology are essential to our well-being, but science and technology alone cannot explain the world or help us transform it wisely. We are, by nature, cultural beings. We are learners. And our cultural environment shapes who we are as much as our genetics and our brains. Failing to understand how we're shaped by our cultural environment means a huge limit to our imagination and to our freedom. Failing to understand how our biases are shaped, how our ingrained assumptions are shaped, being unable to creatively transform them, is a limit on our ability to be human. The humanities have never been more important, and this grant and the state matching funds are critical to our students, both graduate and undergraduate. In the last five fall terms, from 2005 to 2009, about 23,000 seats were occupied by students in humanities courses at UW-Madison. And that means the university delivered about 69,000 credits per term to those students. At any given time, half of all of our students are enrolled in humanities courses. And while this grant will go toward hiring faculty in order to preserve our strengths in scholarship and in education for undergraduate students, the grant is also providing support for graduate students and postdoctoral fellows in the humanities as they continue and finish their studies. I want to take this opportunity again to thank Governor Doyle for his steadfast and unwavering support of higher education in general, UW-Madison in particular. He's been a tireless champion of the campus. He's recognized the importance of higher education to the future of the state. Governor Doyle, we wish you well, and thank you for your contribution to this great announcement today.
Thanks.